Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is a very special birthday for many people. The king of rock and roll. I mean the king. Let's go to the king. Whose birthday would it be?
It's got to be the one and only Elvis Presley.
You got it. I have a little bit of a did you know about Elvis Presley? I didn't know any of this stuff, because I looked up just kind of some fun facts. He was born a twin.
I did not know that.
His brother was stillborn. He loved karate so much that he earned a black belt in karate.
What?
I didn't know that either. Dyed his natural blonde hair black with shoe polish.
Hold on, so he had blonde hair, not black?
Apparently so. What? I thought he was black hair the whole time, but he
How
found
did I
some
not know
shoe
any
polish.
Of this?
He never wrote his own songs, but recorded over 600 songs.
Interesting. See, I thought he co-wrote some, but okay, interesting.
I thought he did too. I might have to fact check that one, but okay. And he only performed outside of North America once. One time, and he did that all while selling over a billion records and honestly becoming a cultural icon.
That's crazy.
So he never, just one time that he has gone outside of North America to perform. That's why he is the king. He will always be the king.
I know. And now you just have me wanting to go visit Graceland.
My mom went there.
And did she Graceland. Like
it? Oh, she was in seventh heaven because my mom is an Elvis fan. And of course, she has everything Elvis in the house. You know how it is.